This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, May 22nd. God's word for you today is agreement. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 16, verse 19. And it says, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven." Why pray when God has promised? The first reason is he has promised. The second reason is prayer is earth giving permission to heaven to intervene. Why is this important? Why should earth give heaven permission to intervene? The reason is simple. The only being that has authority on earth is man. God gave the earth to man, and that is the reason why the enemy came and needed man's permission to take the earth. And that is the necessity of priesthood on earth. No demon spirit has the right to operate on earth without a man permitting it, or invoking that spirit, or inviting that spirit into that situation. Similarly, the Spirit of God, even though he is the creator, needs to be brought into the situation by a man. That is why idol worshippers maintain their priesthood, because those priesthoods are necessary to invoke those spirits. But the word of God says concerning you and I that you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Please read. You are a royal priesthood, a priesthood of the Most High God. And if you do not exercise your priesthood, you cannot blame God. When you stand and you invoke heaven in prayer, your priesthood is what gives heaven permission to work on your behalf. Matthew 18, verse 18 to 19 says, "I tell you the truth, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you." For years, I have read the scriptures upside down, and it was because of how I thought things should work. Jesus says, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Even though this is what is written and what I was reading, my understanding was whatever you bind in heaven will be bound on earth. Has this happened to you? Until I said to myself, read it. It is in black and white. Read it. Matthew 18 verse 18 says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. That is huge. It starts on earth, and that is why we have to be effective in prayer. There are so many times that we want heaven to do something, and heaven is waiting for a man to pray. Today, you will begin to pray. Say amen. Romans 8 verse 28 says, when we pray, we are weak and do not know how to pray. So the Spirit steps in and articulates prayers for us with groaning too profound for words. Tomorrow, we will be learning about the 7 types of prayer. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask for your help to maintain my priesthood before God daily. And as I show up, grant me utterance. Put your words in my mouth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.